The young teenager David had gotten a part-time job working with King Saul in his army. He was too young really to be there full-time, but he had three brothers who were there who fought for Saul. And David would come some days to Saul's palace or where he lived, and he would play the harp for him and try and get him in a better mood and help him to cope with the thoughts that were going on inside his head. And even though David was always helpful to Saul and always supportive of him, Saul did not love David and didn't really see him as someone useful for him in his reign. But at this point, the Israelite people come across an enemy which is pretty insurmountable and pretty hard to beat. The Philistines came up once again. They seemed to be a perpetual threat to the Israelites. And here we have them again coming up with a champion, a huge man of 10 foot who's built up his muscles. His armour that he wears is 58 kilos. He just wears this on a daily basis. His spear is 7 kilos. And he is their champion, and they are going to use this guy to torment the Israelites. So David is sent up to the battlefield by his father with some bread and cheese to share with his three brothers who are in the army. And David goes up this day to give the cheese and the bread to his brothers. What has been happening is that every day for 40 days, this guy, this huge guy Goliath, is coming up against the Israelite armies, and he's standing and he's railing against them. He is speaking against them how useless they are, how weak they are, and how useless their God is, and that their God is nothing, and that he is going to put a stop to them and to their God. And so he goes on, and the Israelites listen to this. They have to listen to it, because they have nobody who will go up against Goliath. They are absolutely terrified. We're talking about grown men. We're talking about men in the army. We're talking about men who have seen battle. And here they are, terrified out of their wits of this one man. And when he comes out every day and shouts and rails against them and God, they scuttle away off to their tents and hide. So on this particular day that David comes up, he goes to his brothers. He knows how to get to them in the battlefield safely, and he gives them the food. And at that particular point, the big Philistine, Goliath, steps up to do his usual railing, his usual name-calling, his unbelief towards the Lord, and his utter disrespect for the Lord and anything that belongs to him. And David listens to this, and he's amazed that all the soldiers run off. They leave their posts at the front line, and they run off and hide in their tents. He is perhaps even bemused by this. He's the only one left there. So he comes back to the camp, and he naturally asks the soldiers, "Why are you letting this happen? Why is this infidel? Why is this evil man who is against the Lord allowed to say these things against the Lord and against you? Why are you allowing it?" And they tell him straight, "He is too much for us. He will beat us straight away. Anybody who goes against him is going to be killed." So David's oldest brother gets a bit angry at this point, and he says, "What are you doing down here anyway? You're supposed to be looking after the sheep. Are you some sort of conceited young person? Have you just come to ogle the battle and see people getting killed?" And David says, "I haven't done anything to you. Do I not even have the right to speak?" So he turns away from his brother and he goes to talk to someone else. Perhaps this other person will answer his questions. David is taken to Saul, and David says to Saul, "Everybody's losing heart because of this Philistine. Why don't you go out against him?" And Saul says, "Nobody wants to go." David says, "I'll go. I will face this man." Saul says, "You can't fight this Philistine. You're only a young man. You're only a teenager. That guy is 10 foot tall. He weighs a ton. Even his armor weighs a ton. You will not be able to fight against him." So the way that David answers Saul gives us such joy to see his faith in God and that he has learned the lessons that God has taught him in the past. And he says to Saul, "Your servant," that's him, he says, "I have been looking after my father's sheep, and a lion came, and I killed it, and I rescued the flock from its jaws. And then another day, a bear came, and I seized the bear by its hair, and I hit it with my fist, and I killed it. So God delivered me from the lion and the bear. He gave me the know-how, he gave me the strength. And you know what, King Saul? If I go against this revolting Philistine, God will be with me. He will help me because I'm going to stop him defying the armies of the living God. And the God who rescued me from the lion and the bear will rescue me from Goliath." And Saul just gives in at this point. "Okay," he says, "the Lord be with you." It's all a bit pathetic, really. But Saul knows he has no other faithful servant. None of his soldiers will go, and he certainly isn't going to go. So he asked David, they put on Saul's armour. Maybe that will help protect David a little bit, but David's not used to carrying around that weight with him. He has no freedom of movement. He's not used to it. God hasn't trained him in that. God has trained his hands and his arm and his legs for battle. So he leaves them off. He takes a little staff in his hand. I don't even think that refers to it being even a weapon, but a little stick that he uses for being a shepherd. And he takes 5 smooth stones from the stream and he puts them in his little bag at his waist, and he's got a sling that he has been practicing out there in the wilds on his own. And he goes towards the Philistine. The Philistine has got a special person up front to hold his shield because it's so heavy. And they come closer and closer to David, Goliath and the shield bearer. And Goliath looks David over and he sees he's nothing more than a boy. He sees a young boy who's glowing with health, who's good looking and is ready for the fight. And the Bible says a wonderful thing here. It lets us really know what this evil Philistine enemy is like. When he looked at David, he despised David. He despised the fact that he was strong and healthy and looked good. He looked down his nose at him. And he shouts at David, "Do you think I'm a dog? You're coming to me with a little stick." And David cursed, the Philistine cursed David with all the gods that he could think of, his false gods. And he says, "Come here to me, you boy, and I'll give your flesh to the birds, and the wild animals will eat you." Pretty intimidating. All the other soldiers had run off long before this, but David doesn't run off. And he says to the Philistine, "You come against me with a sword and a spear, javelin? I don't have any of those things. I come against you in the name of the Lord Almighty, the God of the armies of Israel, that you're defying. And the Lord is going to deliver you into my hands. I will strike you down and I will cut off your head right today. And the birds and the wild animals will get you. And the whole known world all around here will know that the God of Israel is true. It is not sword or spear who saves. It is the Lord who saves. Because the battle belongs to the Lord. And he will give you into my hands." I'm sure that made Goliath pretty angry. This little small person without any armour or any weapons that he could see, saying things like this to him. Philistine moves closer. The Bible says David ran quickly towards the battle line to meet him. David didn't hesitate. David knows the Lord his God. He reached into the little bag. He takes out a stone. He puts it in the sling. He swings the sling. And the stone hits the Philistine in the middle of the forehead.
and sinks right down through the skin, through the bone, into the brain. And he falls down, face down on the ground. It's like a bullet from a gun. And the bullet hits his mark, because the Lord is with David, and the Lord is with everything that David does. This is such a wonderful testimony, and it should be an amazing encouragement to us if we are Christians. David went up to Goliath. He takes his sword, which is extraordinarily heavy, and he takes it out of the sheath, and he kills, makes sure Goliath is dead, and then he cuts off his head with the sword. When the Philistines see that he's dead, the hero is dead, they run away. And the men of Israel and Judah come forward, and they take David, and they take David to Saul. Saul looks at David. David, the young boy, the young shepherd boy, is standing there in front of him. And in his hand is the head of Goliath. He still has the head of Goliath. Perhaps it was dripping blood everywhere, for all I know. It's quite a scene to try and imagine that in your head. But there, young David, the person that nobody had any faith in, that nobody thought anything of, somebody not important, not seemingly strong, someone who's just trying to look at things, trying to stick his oar into things. And here he is. God has lifted him up. God has given him the strength and taught him to have strength to fight against the enemy that is before him. And David prevails. And he stands there with his prize, the head of Goliath. Now, if you're a Christian, or if you are not a Christian, you have enemies to face. This was a huge enemy, very intimidating, very powerful. But our enemy that we face, whether we're Christians or not, is even more powerful. It is the enemy within. It is the sin that dwells within us. The way we're so easily tempted to go wrong, do the wrong thing, say the wrong thing. Our thoughts wander. We're thinking about things we shouldn't be thinking about. And we face humongous enemies. How are we going to prevail? If we are not trusting in the Lord, and we are not learning the lessons that God teaches us in smaller things, then these sins will get the better of us. They will overcome us. And we will not overcome as David overcome. We will be defeated. Or we'll be like the other soldiers in the Israelite army. We'll be so terrified, we'll just run away. We won't be able to face the enemies at all. We'll be hiding in the tents. So really, you and I, as we walk with God, we have to learn the lessons that he gives us every day and listen to him. Small things, perhaps, we don't realise. Telling the truth. Being kind, not retaliating with other people. Other people might judge us. We don't judge them. When we see them, we don't judge them. We try to behave in a proper way. When we find ourselves thinking ill of people or thinking about very negative things, we practice putting those out of our head and thinking about positive things, asking God to forgive us for the wrong things that we do every day and make us strong. Because as life goes on, the Goliaths seem to get bigger. They get stronger. And if we are not learning our lessons when we are young, we will not have the strength to fight when we get older. But we are able to overcome in the strength of the Lord. David came in the strength of the Lord, because David knew the battle wasn't his battle, the battle was the Lord's battle. And you see, in many ways, the battles that we face as Christians are already won, because the Lord Jesus has fought the battles for us on the cross. And there is forgiveness and there is power. But as we walk in our lives, we have to grasp hold of that forgiveness, and we have to grasp hold of that power and fight the fight of faith to bring glory to God. If you are not a Christian, then the giant of your sin is huge, because it has you in its grasp and it won't let go. And if you are going to overcome that Goliath in your life, you will have to come humbly to God and give yourself to him, just as David did. You're going to have to trust him. Give yourself to him and ask him to show you the right way and to give you the strength to repent. And please, Lord, give me a new heart so that I want the things that you want. And whenever those Goliaths come at me, whenever temptations come, when other people try to lead me astray, whenever I see bad things going on and I won't know what to do, Lord, please show me what to do so that I am faithful to you. So it's a magnificent story. All sorts of people apply it in different kinds of ways. But we do not have to be victims. We do not have to be defeated, even if we consider ourselves small, unlikely heroes, insignificant people, because that's the kind of person that God will raise up to do marvellous things. And God absolutely did that in the life of David.